A new addiction treatment center plans to open at the site of the former Lakeview Neurorehabilitation Center. The Effingham facility has been vacant since regulators shut it down last year for abuse and neglect of its clients, people with brain injuries and developmental disabilities. As part of our series, Dangerous Ends, an ongoing look at the state's opioid crisis, NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports on the new owner in Effingham and the changes underway for Lakeview.
So the 72-acre sprawling campus with about a dozen buildings overlooking lakes and mountains, it's always been used as a place to treat people with brain injuries or developmental disabilities. But there has always been controversy there, too. In 1992, the FBI raided the site when they suspected the original owners of fraud. And then last year, after the Disability Rights Center put out a scathing report on Lakeview's practices, the state shut down the most recent owners. The place was notorious for poor care, but Eric Spofford hopes to change that.
What I would say is this isn't the same song, different verse. This is an entirely different album.
Spofford's plan is to open as Green Mountain Treatment Center and provide a 30 to 90 day residential program for up to 75 men and women who are dealing with addiction, from heroin to painkillers to alcohol.
So the entire management staff is different, and most of the direct care staff is as well, not to mention that we're treating an entirely new population.
Spofford knows something about that population. Since 2008, he's run Granite House in Derry, a sober living facility for young men in long-term recovery. And in 2015, he opened a 20-bed inpatient facility called New Freedom Academy in Canterbury. And then there's his personal story.
I was one of the, I guess you could call it, the pioneers of the opiate epidemic in the late 90s. At 14, I tried my first OxyContin. Which almost immediately started an opiate addiction, which escalated to heroin, as it does for so many.
Spofford used heroin until he was 21 years old, when he found long-term recovery. He's now 30, and his business is growing fast as the state scrambles to create more treatment for opioid addicts. New Hampshire is ranked 49th in the country for access to drug treatment.
So just last week, I visited with the chief executive officer of what's called the Granite House in New Hampshire.
Senator Kelly Ayotte invited Spofford to D.C. to testify before a Senate committee last month. The huge spike in opioid deaths in New Hampshire has given Spofford's business a political boost.
And Eric Spofford, who founded this facility, he's in recovery himself. It shows you that there is hope.
And Spofford secured the Lakeview facility with the help of Governor Hassan's outgoing drug czar, Jack Wozmak.
My connection was that I was loath to see what seemed to be a relatively good facility laid dormant at a time when we had this need.
The drug czar put Spofford in touch with Lakeview, and they quickly made a deal. Spofford gave me a peek at the 69-page lease and sales agreement. Lakeview's owner, a man named Chris Slover in Austin, Texas, will be the landlord until Spofford has the money to buy the place outright, something Spofford hopes happens this year. Local tax records indicate the property is worth $5.5 million, and Spofford says he's begun extensive renovations. This pending sale would mark a change for not only this facility, but for Carroll County as well. Lakeview employed 350 people, one of the largest employers in the region. Green Mountain Treatment Center will employ about 100, including a few former Lakeview staff. And this will bring desperately needed treatment for addiction to a rural part of the state. Jennifer Selfridge is the regional prevention coordinator for Carroll County.
Well, the nature of the problem here is no better, no worse than anywhere else in the state of New Hampshire, but because we're primarily a rural set of communities, it's hit us very hard.
Do you have a sense of how many inpatient treatment beds there are in the county right now?
Yes, there are none.
None at all?
None at all.
Spofford says training for 60 employees starts this Monday and new clients will arrive the following week. The facility still doesn't have a license from the state, but Spofford says regulators have assured him it's being expedited. Treatment at Green Mountain will cost around $15,000 per month, and the facility will accept private pay and commercial insurance. Spofford says he's looking into accepting Medicaid. Eric Spofford himself seems a little surprised at how fast he's gone from heroin addict to opioid treatment entrepreneur.
Never in my wildest dreams would imagine that it would have grown the way it has and positioned me to be in a place of opening these programs and really have a purpose in combating the opiate epidemic that spiraled out of control.
And as Spofford's business expands, Lakeview's has followed an even faster decline. Just over a year ago, Lakeview owned the 88-bed facility in Effingham, plus 55 more beds in 8 group homes throughout eastern New Hampshire. The company now holds on to one building in Effingham, with about a dozen empty, unlicensed beds. Lakeview is in the midst of a lengthy appeals process with the Department of Health and Human Services about the revocation of its license, with a hearing scheduled for next week. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.